Before I ever met Jonathan Gold, I saw him at the far end of the bar at a pizzeria, packed tight in a black leather jacket, a cascade of graying red hair curling over his shoulders, twitchy, restless blue eyes scanning the room with the herky-jerky motion of an inkjet printer. His broad, pale, freckled hands were crossed on the counter. The sleeves of his jacket ended a good 2 inches above his wrists. By then, I'd been reading him in the LA Weekly and hearing his views on food recited like gospel among my friends for a couple of years. When, in 2007, Gold won the Pulitzer Prize for Criticism, a first for a food writer and for the Weekly, I asked him to meet me for lunch. I was curious about the man and the food, but more than that, I was curious about the purchase that his fringy approach to eating seemed to be gaining on American cuisine. He wrote, "Let me know whether you'd rather go squishy or swank." "Squishy," I replied. And so it began, with a bowl of rubbery abalone porridge and the promise of an adventure. Gold's dauntless approach to eating has spread to inform a new generation of American eaters. For 25 years, he has been chronicling the city's carts and stands and dives and holes in mini-malls, its Peruvian, Korean, Uzbek, Isan Thai, and Islamic Chinese restaurants, the places that serve innards, insects, and extremities. He works the bottom of the food chain, telling his readers where to get crickets, boiled silkworm cocoons, and fried grasshoppers, of which he writes that the mellow, pecan-like flavor isn't bad. His readers learn to appreciate the sweet rewards of the repulsive, the dangerous, the emotionally complex. He got me into sesos tacos, brains, and uni, chicken's feet, pig's ears, and a lot of organ meat, a downtown nightlife entrepreneur told me. The only thing Gold fears is scrambled eggs. His first food memory is of pushing away a plate of them. Selling food depends on euphemism. If we really knew what we were eating, the thinking goes, we would reject it. And often critics further empurple the industry's own florid prose. Gold is a disabuser, a champion of the real. His descriptions repel as much as they beckon. The pleasure of his prose, in the service of ghastly-sounding dishes, is itself an argument that something can be awful and delightful at the same time.